Hi, thank you, Seth and Donna. I'm so happy to be here. This event has been amazing. All these sessions are incredible. There's a lot of all this talent put into these sessions, and I'm super happy to see these familiar faces or friendly faces, people that I have known at my job or on Twitter. So community is huge, and Power Platform community has been amazing. So thank you for being here. My session is about how to be a rock star business person. My name is Catherine Ferreira. I'm a Power Platform consultant at a company called Arcano Software. And that is my Twitter handle. You can follow me. We can be friends. I will be glad to. So a little background story about me. So I'm 22 years old. I was born in a small country called Venezuela, and I moved to Santiago de Chile. So my journey with tech started when I was very, very young. I was always interested in video games, so I wanted to be a video game developer. I wanted to have a blog where I just wrote what I thought about games. So actually, blogging was the thing that got me into tech, just trying to customize the HTML and try to put something with JavaScript. So most of the things that I have learned is because I just decided to jump and, finding videos and resources. So I consider myself a self-taught developer. So I worked as a software developer for 2.5 years. I started with web development and then switched to mobile development. And a colleague told me about Power Platform. I've never heard of it. It was something really new to me. And he started saying, "Well, you have already knew Power BI, what it was." But he started to talk to me about Power Apps and how they are made, and I was like, "Well, okay, this is interesting." So what it started for me something new, to go and play around, actually became my daily job. So I've been working as a Power Platform consultant for almost 2 years, and what I currently do in this role is develop solutions, give workshops. So I am enjoying it a lot. I've been able to meet a lot of people from different backgrounds, building these amazing solutions with low code. So for me, Power Platforms have been an opportunity to grow, personally and obviously, in a professional way, but I have this different connection with people when I give a training course, for example. So I give training courses to people that are from different ages and different backgrounds, and it's really satisfying to see how they start to build things. And that feeling when you want to do something and you do it right and it works. So that is amazing. That is what I love about Power Platform, of course, the community. And as a side note, I love digital illustration. I'm trying to practice. I'm not so good at drawing. If you follow me on Twitter, sooner or later, I will be posting some of the drawings. So I appreciate feedback. And obviously, playing video games. So if you like to recommend me a game. My session, what am I thinking about my session? Obviously, nowadays things have changed. So the way we work, the tools we are using, me coming from a developer environment, it hasn't changed that much because I'm always work using a computer. But there's a lot of people that their life changed completely, and now they have to learn about different tools, how to use them. So my idea is now to help you with some tips and tricks or some Bower Automate flows that I have used for my personal productivity because I get distracted easily. So the idea for me is to help you understand how could you use Bower Automate to build these amazing solutions. So you will learn how important is Bower Automate, how it can help you in your everyday work. And what I love about Bower Automate, I'm going to show you when you open the portal, the message that it gives that you have to take care of what's important and automate the rest. So it's awesome. So first of all, for you to get started, and there's the Microsoft 365 Developer Program. There's the URL, I'll be putting it on Twitch. So you get a free sandbox and tools and resources for you to start developing solutions. You will get a E5 developer subscription. It has licenses and access to Office, SharePoint. So you can use this program to start building solutions and trying. And all you have to do is sign this form and your license would be, you will get the license. Actually, my dad did it. He filled the form and now he's going to try to build some Power Apps and Power Automate, which I found it really cool. So now that we have our developer account, let's jump into the Power Automate portal. So I will give you like a small overview. So we will jump into the Microsoft Edge and we will go to flow.microsoft.com. So Azure already like explained the basics and the foundations about Bower Automate. So I will do that a little bit quicker. So this is the Bower Automate portal. There is the message that I was talking about, take care of what's important, automate the rest. So you can create your automated workflows using Bower Automate. So you will need your Microsoft 365 license. So I have this developer license, it's just like a license that helps you like just to play around with things and that. You can see that it gives you like a preview of templates that you can use about different topics. You have all these connectors, like almost 300 connectors and thousands of templates. It gives you like an overview of what you can do with Bower Automate, approvals, like all the types of connectors. For example, there is Twitter on SQL. And it also has Bower Automate, an app, which is amazing. I love the app. And you can find more resources down here. So about links about Power Platform, the templates, the connectors, how to download the mobile app and the gateway, and some other resources like documentation, learn, support, community. You can post questions, feedback, and ideas, which is really important. So let's go into my flows. So here, all your flows will be here when you create them. You can see that you can still have like these templates, like you can start off using one of them. Like I love using templates, like just for getting started, it's like one of the best ways. And if you have shared flows with some other people or you have shared a flow, it will be in this section. So if you want to see like all of the templates, you can come up here and see they have connectors to Outlook, OneDrive, Office 365, Forms, SharePoint, databases, Azure. So you have a tons of connectors and you have different categories regarding templates. So you can pick whatever template you would like to use and just start building something. Maybe you have an idea where to start, like, oh, I don't know where to start. Should I do this or do that. Well, you can pick a template that you like and start playing around with it. So the idea is like play around with this, and it doesn't matter if it fails. That is, like, I work with Power Automate daily, and the first time I execute a flow, 99% of time is going to fail. So that is normal, and that's okay. The idea is to keep learning. So I'm going to show you a small demo. We are going to build our first flow so I can teach you like the basics of the flow structure. And I wanted to do something like, first, not like 100% business, but we will be using Teams and Twitter. So in this template session, you can go and search an app, for example, Teams, and you will see all the templates that contains a Microsoft Teams connector. So I'm going down and I'm going to pick a template. So it's going to be the post on Microsoft Teams when a new tweet matches the specified hashtag. So if you click on that template, what Power Automate is going to do, it's going to show you an overview of what is going to be used in that template. So you can see the title, post on Microsoft Teams when a new tweet matches the specified hashtag. You can see that this is using both Twitter and Microsoft Teams connection, a small description, and the connections that you will need to set up. I already set it up my Twitter and Microsoft Teams, but you can also do it. It will display the default login, so it's nothing crazy. So just put your email and password and you're ready to go. So when you click continue, this is going to provide you a Power Automate flow. You can change the name, and you can see that we have like these two boxes. So the first one we see that is related to Twitter, and the second one is related to Teams. So the first one would be the trigger. So what a trigger does is it's going to execute our flow. And what is going to make execute our flow? Well, when a tweet is posted. So we can filter tweets because we don't want to get all the tweets from the planet. So we're going to filter it by hashtag start the change. You can get more info about what the trigger or action does. So remember, the first one is the trigger and the alert, the theme, is an action from Microsoft Teams connector. So we will need to pick the channel. I have my start the change channel. I found it awesome that I could put emojis on the Teams name. So I will show it to you. I have a Contoso team and a start dev challenge, dev change, and it's the best team ever, and a general channel. So the general channel is empty. We will be filling it with tweets. So the other cool thing about Power Automate is this little like model. So this is called, like, I call it the dynamic content. So here you can see all the fields and all the data that you can use from your trigger or previous action. So we can see here everything that I can get from Twitter. So I can get like the date, the location, the username, and the biography, like if the tweet has mentioned. So I have a lot of information, but I will keep it simple. So I just put the tweeted text and who tweeted in that moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to save this flow. So at the moment you click that button, it starts to run, meaning like it's going to start detecting new tweets as the moment that I click save. So that is what is awesome about Power Automate. You see, we have built an example in just a couple of minutes. I click save twice because, like, I'm a maniac. I have to click save many times. And in this page, You can see like the details, who created the flow, what connection uses, if it's shared, you can save a copy. So you have a lot of options and you have the run history. So my flow executed once and a new tweet was posted. Actually, it was my tweet because I posted it after the event ended. So I posted one. And it says startup change love the sessions by Katy Ferreira. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how that displays into our themes, into our channel. So you can customize this message. Actually, you can make it prettier, but just realizing the fact that we just connected Twitter and Teams using Power Automate in this short amount of time, for me, it's amazing because if it wasn't for Power Automate, I don't know how long it would take me. I would have to go through the Twitter API and, you know, start to see how can I put these apps together. So Power Automate offers that very easily. So now I'm going to show you another example. So we're going to build a flow that is going to send us a summary of our task using the Flowbot. So the Flowbot is going to use Microsoft Teams as well. The difference is that we are not going to post a message into a Teams channel, but instead, we're going to make Power Automate send us a message, like a particular message to us, like a specific user. So I have my calendar here. I love to put all my tasks into the calendar. Like I love to use my calendar to put tasks. What I do, I usually use different apps. Like for example, To-Do is an app that I use. So I created this Rockstar list that has these three items. So the first one would be finish the Power App I'm working on, record Power Automate demo, and prepare Power Platform workshop, just three items. And if we go to Power Automate, so we can start build on flow from scratch. So this is going to be an instant flow. That means it's going to execute on demand when I need it to execute, because you have different type of triggers. For example, the one we did with Twitter was an automated flow, so it was constantly waiting for Twitter to put like the hashtag. This one, the instant trigger, is going to be used as a button. You can put it on a Power App. And the other type of trigger is the schedule trigger. So it lets you like set dates and times to your flow. Like this flow is going to execute three times on a day or one day at a week. So you can pick whatever you like. So what I'm doing here is I'm just creating an action. Remember, actions are after the trigger. And I just pick the Microsoft To-Do connector and find the list to-dos by folders. So what is this going to do? So I'm going to select my list, my Rockstar list. And what it's going to do is going to bring these three items. And you can put like a top count. Just for example, I have 100, but I don't want 100, just 50. I will put 50 so you can like filter. And what I'm also going to do is I'm going to use the Office 365 Outlook, because we want to get our tasks and our meetings and to have a summary into Teams. So I will use the action get calendar view of events. I would say I will select my calendar and I will put a start time date and an end time date. So I'm putting the date like hard coded, because I wanted to use the demo just for some of the meetings of that particular day. But you can put the dates dynamically as well. Like you can make your flow dynamically. For example, I'm using UTC now that is going to bring the current date of the execution of the flow. So he will execute and that will bring the actual date. But just for this demo, I'm going to use like hard-coded dates. And you can use another things with your actions, so you can filter. Most of the actions have this filtering functionalities. So my Twitter action, my team action is going to be post a message as the flow bot to a user. And you have to put the email of the recipient. So I'm going to select my account, the one that I'm currently signed in. And we're going to put like the headline. So it's going to be a task summary, like the title. And in the message, we're going to list our to-dos, tasks, and our meetings. So the way we're going to do this is we're not going to put the dynamic content that I showed you like right here, but we are going to create variables. And what I'm going to do is going to create my first variable. What a variable does is helps you store data. Like it has different types. So I will use the initialize variable. You can set a name. So the name can be whatever you like. Try to make it as descriptive as possible. For example, tasks. And I will rename the action and will put the same name. So it can be a Boolean, a number, a string, an object, a list. So I will just pick string, like traditional string. And I will create another one for my meetings. So my idea is to use these variables to build like the message that I want to send to the user. And that's what we're going to do. So we first initialize the variables and we can use it, like we can pass it just onto our message using the dynamic content. So I'm selecting both. So that's where they're going to be. And now we're going to fill in with information. So after my list, to-dos by folders task, I will find the action that actually sets the value of my variable, my task. And it will be an append to string variable. So what it's going to do, I'm going to show you if I'm going to put this just to make it a little bit more prettier when it sends the message, like having a space. So I'm going to choose dynamic content from my to-do. And I'm going to choose, for example, you see you have the assigned, the important, the due date, the start date. So I will pull first my subject. And whoa, what is that? So Portado made this, like this strange bot. It is actually what it's going to do for each of your list, like for each of your items, is going to attach this message that I'm reading into my task variable. So what it's going to do for each of those items, we are going to have this message with a subject, importance, and due date. So what I'm doing here is just giving it a little bit of format. And we're going to do the same with the calendar view of events. So we're going to create the variable and we're going to append to a string variable and select the meetings, change the name, and we will build the message as well as we did with the tasks one. So I will just copy and paste that, use the subject from dynamic content. It will create again or apply to each action, getting elements from my calendar. So it's going to be dynamic. So I was just like, you could pick any of the the dynamic content. You can create do calculations with it. So you can play around with this. And what I'm going to do, just going to pick these three types of, parts of data that I want to use for my message. And what I'm going to do is that this is my finished flow. It has my list. It creates my both messages. And what we would like to do now is to make sure everything is okay and just start to run our flow and see what happens. So everything seems okay. So I just go to my Teams. This is my flow bot. When he sends you a message, when you use a Power Automate that already use this action, is going to use this flow bot for user. So we're going to hit and click save, and we're going to select the test option up there, and we're going to select I will trigger the action. So what I'm saying is that, well, now my flow can execute and send me the message. So I just click run flow, everything great, done. And just like that, whoop, super easy and super fast, we have our message with our task summaries. So I have a similar flow I use on my work that sends me like my meetings, so I can keep track of my working hours. So this is an example that I wanted to show you because it's using To-Do List, Teams, and Outlook apps that I use daily. So that's it about the sessions. So I just go around and show you the actions, like how it was. If it's run well, you can see it run successfully. So everything is cool. And now we're going to jump into the cloud skill challenge. So I would love you to go to aka.ms/startupchange and sign up for the free certifications. You can earn a free certification. You can choose between Azure Fundamentals and Power Platform Fundamentals. And if you complete the challenge, you can earn the certification. It's awesome. I did it for the Microsoft Ignite, so I have my free certification voucher, which is amazing. So please go ahead and do it because it's a guided step-by-step learning. We'll be also on Twitch streaming, so you definitely have to do it. Also, you have to go to MS Learn, Microsoft Learn. We have there's all like learning paths for different technologies. There is the AKA link for the Power Platform collection, so you can get started. The Microsoft Learn is amazing. I have used it a lot to practice or study, so I highly recommend you doing that. And also, you can find the Power Platform community. You will get blogs, you can ask questions, collaborate, post ideas. So I highly recommend you to go to aka.ms/power users. And finally, I will be on Twitch right now. If you have any questions, you just want to talk to me, I will be there. So I hope to see you guys there. And I would like you to think about ideas about Power Platform in general. We have seen sessions using mixed reality, AI Builder, Power Automate, Power Apps, Project Oakdale. Like, we have seen a lot of things, and just throw your ideas in there. We have a wonderful community. So thank you a lot, and see you on Twitch.